The following is Amy Montgomery's talk when testing professionals are involved in user-centered design research from UX Thursday Detroit 2014.
All right, I heard these words. Let's start usability testing at the state of Michigan. Woohoo! Woohoo! 9.5 years ago. I was actually hired to support the Department of Transportation as a QA specialist, build quality assurance processes, put some quality controls, and build a software testing team. Well, 2 months later, I got a new manager, Chuck Baird, and those are the words I heard. He had been very involved in human factors throughout his career, and before I had gotten there, had taken people over to Ford Motor Company to see their usability lab. So when QA testing kind of fell under his team, he thought, aha, this is the time. Started making those connections. So we started usability testing, as well as still software testing, right? So there was both, but they were definitely a pair, which we'll come to find out here. So a little bit more of the history. So since we kind of had that gate, right, at the software testing, we started a little backwards. We started usability testing pretty much right before it went in production, right? But that's what we had control over, because anybody who sat through a test knows the huge value in clients sitting through that and seeing what users are struggling with. So that was kind of our crazy like a fox, you know, like, let's get them in this testing and see the value that some of these UCD methods can give us. And that's going to help us sell to be able to push it up in the life cycle, right? And all the while, this was new to me, right? I didn't know what I was doing at first. So we went to every conference. We tried to go to every training within Michigan, right? Because we are state employees. We reached out to all local communities and started traveling, going to different meetings, and all the while just kind of sponges, kind of soaking it up, and then relating it back to how can we make this work at the state of Michigan? Because it is a challenge, right? A large corporation, the state is no different on making change. One thing we did have going for us is they were also looking at their development processes and kind of doing a standardized, right? It was waterfall back then. We're just getting to agile. We're a little slow. But hey, we're getting there. So at the same time, we're able to kind of, if I would go to a conference and learn, just kind of go, hey, can I try something on this project? And just kind of get in there and do some user research and then say, look at all this great stuff I got. So I didn't necessarily ask for permission. We started just doing these things and showing the value. So we got a formalized lab and continuing again to do more UCD methods. And even though we were tied to the Department of Transportation, we started to service other agencies, right? Kind of saying, well, yeah, we can do that for you. Come on over to the lab. Or, hey, yeah, we'll come talk to you. And creating awareness. We had a lot of education. We still have a lot of education. But continuing down that path of evangelizing UX and getting the good word out there. So we needed to continue the education, hence the white paper. We had to write a white paper to our executives to say, here's how and why we can institutionalize some of these practices. We need to do that. And it was well received. The conversations kept going, kept happening. We kept learning, kept trying things, having great successes. We were hooked, our clients were hooked and wanting more. And then we found ourselves as a line item, 1 out of 6 strategic directions in the state of Michigan IT plan. Now, that might not sound like a big deal, but this is the state of Michigan IT, and it says user experience. We were like, yes, they're listening, they're liking it. So that was a big deal. And the initiative was to basically create a centralized, right, because we're still kind of attached to the Department of Transportation because they really get IT. Not that other agencies don't, but. So they said, we want to centralize this team and make it widely available to all state agencies. So last year, that's what they did. They kind of plucked a few of us, and we are now a centralized team able to support all state agencies. Now, what you don't see here, now remember what my original job was, right, at the state of Michigan? What you don't see here is that at the same time, right, in my spare time, I was doing the same thing with software testing. There's a lack of software testers at the state of Michigan. And again, they were formalizing their processes and they were realizing we need to get better at software testing too. So I was kind of doing the exact same thing with software testing, educating, creating processes as I was with UX. So the good thing is, when it came to moving the centralized team, we had built our reputation both around software testing and UX, and both were very needed, and there was demand, so they moved both. All those services came with us to the centralized team. So all along that journey, I thought, right? Because it's kind of like a weird pairing at first, you know, software tester, UX specialist, that's, you know, I'm going to have to choose. But then when they moved all the services last year to our team, I'm like, wow, this is really cool. And talking with clients, and now people are starting to get it. They get that they need software testing. They get that they need UX services. We can leverage, right? And they're kind of a perfect match. When I really kind of, my aha moment was we were talking with a client as a business analyst and a PM who needed testing services. So they said, we need testing services, and they needed a little bit more time than we had bandwidth for. So we said, okay, we might have to go get a contract resource to help you out, but we can definitely help you out. And they said, okay, but we know we're coming to you for testing services, but we, you know, clients and time and budget, we really wanted to do, you know, some of that, the usability and user research up front, but didn't happen. Since you're testing, can you also give us the usability review feedback? So if you go get a contract resource, are they going to know about this usability stuff? Like, huh, say it again. Software testing, but you want usability feedback as well. It's like, yes. Right? I mean, like, how awesome is that? So people were getting it. They're realizing they can't go without UX. They need usability. And just like you all know, projects don't go perfectly, right? Budgets, time. We don't always do things when we are to do things, but they want to do it. So again, having that testing service, they also say, can you give us that usability feedback as well? And when we deliver testing results, if it's late in the project and we hadn't done anything else, we say, well, you know, we think this might be a problem. If we would have done some of these things up front, we would know more about this, right? And clients get that. Clients want to make their products good, right, for their end users. So believe it or not, the next time, the next project, they are calling us earlier. Because we have to help make those connections. We have to help, even when things aren't perfect and they don't happen in the most perfect, make those connections because they see the value. Next time, hey, let's do these things up front. We'll have this better information to be able to then help you down the line. So let's explore what I'm saying, this perfect match. Testers. I want to just get out there, just say it. You can disagree with me, but testers are IT, purpose are IT, purpose.